AM 910 WJCW Tri-Cities Talk Radio. It's now time for Dr. Dean Baird from Mountain Empire Animal Hospital and his pet Puri.
Here we are on a Monday morning, another time for Dr. Dean Baird to join us from Mountain Empire Animal Hospital, which sponsors this portion of the program. That is his clinic. And he joins us every Monday about 8:15, about this time, to bring us up to speed on what's happening in the world of veterinary, specifically how, though, we can make plans to make sure that our little pets are both happy and healthy. Good morning, Dr. Dean. How you doing?
All right, Carl. How are you?
Just fine, thank you. Couldn't be any better. I do appreciate that, too. So we've been talking about gastric situations for the last couple of weeks here with our pets, specifically about dogs, too. So did we want to wrap that up this morning? Is that what we're geared to do?
We've been in this gastrointestinal funk for a long time, actually.
True.
Is that what that smell is?
That must be what it is. Depends on how you define wrapping it up. The last couple times I'd morphed over into this protein losing thing, and we were talking about it specifically as it relates to protein loss through the intestine.
Right.
Yeah, I think I can wrap that up, and I want to talk a little bit more about other protein loss problems.
Okay.
Maybe we can do all that today. I guess we'll see.
All right.
So where we were with it was up to the point of talking about what you do about it. And when I say it, I mean protein-losing enteropathy, where there's a problem in the small intestine so that protein's being lost. And initially, you may not even know it, but at some point, the low albumin level is going to result in fluid accumulation in the abdomen, diarrhea. You should see diarrhea, really, all along, but that doesn't always happen. And the animal losing weight, and it's difficult when they get to that point. I just need to preface everything I say this morning by saying, once you get to that point, it's not easy to treat.
Okay.
Because you've got a dog that's having diarrhea, even though it may be intermittent, and they also have fluid in the abdomen because their albumin level is too low. Sometimes they lose weight. They don't look like they lose weight because they get all this fluid in the abdomen. They look big, but that fluid weight's not helping them any, obviously. Because actually, one of the therapeutic things that we do is remove the fluid from the abdomen, because it can be really uncomfortable for the dog. It can actually cause them to have trouble breathing because of all the pressure the fluid puts on the diaphragm, making it difficult for them to expand their lungs.
Sounds like a lot of fluid could build up.
You can get a lot of fluid.
Wow.
And the procedure is called abdominocentesis. You don't have to remember that word. That's a fancy word for pulling all the fluid out of the abdomen.
Okay.
And it can make them feel a lot better. Unfortunately, it doesn't fix the problem. It just gets the fluid out, right? Because the problem is still going on. So what do you do
dealing
about the problem? Some of these dogs can get improvement on diet changes that, particularly the hypoallergenic, I shouldn't say hypoallergenic, that's not a good way to describe diet, hydrolyzed protein diets, where if there is a problem that the food is causing the diarrhea, hydrolyzed diets where the protein molecular structure has been altered so that it doesn't set up a reaction in the dog, that can be beneficial. We use prednisolone a lot, or some sort of steroid, and some sort of steroid is almost always prednisolone, because you're trying to decrease inflammation, maybe even at doses that are immunosuppressive, to see if you can stop the process of what the body's doing, because what the body's doing is abnormal.
Okay, yeah.
Sometimes use actual chemotherapeutic drugs like chlorambucil, and then as I said, remove the fluid.
Right.
It all boils down to what combination of the above things will work, to what degree will they work, and will they work? Because it's very unpredictable. The efficacy of treatment is very unpredictable, is what I should say.
That makes it difficult, even more difficult for you as a veterinarian, right?
Yes, and for the people who have the pet. Now, sometimes we'll see some degree of efficacy in the treatment for a while, and then it doesn't work anymore. Which, of course, that's problematic. All the while, you can pull the fluid out. But if you've got a dog that has intermittent diarrhea and they're losing weight and becoming more debilitated over time, they're essentially, some of these dogs essentially are starving to death because they're not able to absorb enough nutrition. And it's not because they're not being fed. It's just that the body can't process it because of the problem.
Wow.
So it can be a major, major deal. And that's the reason, even though the incidence of the disease is not real common, when it does occur, it's real serious, and that's what I want to talk about.
Right.
So let's back up a little bit. The premise for this problem was that the body's losing protein, specifically albumin. And I said that there are three common reasons, and that's because we talked about one, they're losing it through the bowel. The other one is, other two are that the liver is not producing enough protein because that's where it's made, or there's protein loss, renal protein loss, meaning protein through the kidney and protein in the urine. So we'll take those briefly one at a time. The liver, I think liver is spelled L-I-V-E-R and has the word live in it for a reason. There are some things you can't do without, but that's not one of them. Metabolic processes that the liver is responsible for is immense in number. It's really remarkable, everything that happens chemically in the liver. And one of those things is synthesis of protein that's used in the body from sources that are eaten that have protein. So if there is a problem with liver function, and when I say problem with liver function, I'm not speaking about a disease. I'm speaking about any number of diseases that could result in a problem with liver function.
Okay.
And the liver can't make protein, then you can have this problem. I don't think that's common either. I tell you what, this is not common necessarily either, but what seems to be the thing that happens more than any is that you get a end-stage liver disease like cirrhosis, and that's a term most people are familiar with. It's spelled C-I-R-R-H-O-S-I-S. It occurs a lot in people secondary to chronic alcohol consumption. But there are other things that can cause cirrhosis, and essentially the liver becomes really shriveled and small and fibrotic, and you just don't have any functional liver left anymore. And one of the things that it can't do is make protein. It's not rare, if you get end-stage liver disease, to see fluid in the abdomen, like we had talked about with digestive disease for the same problem, because it's not producing enough albumin anymore.
Right.
It's not common, but when we do see it, it is basically an end-stage problem. Just as you hear about cirrhosis being in people, it's not as common in dogs and cats, but if it is, and it's not because of alcohol consumption either, but if it is, it's because it's an end-stage problem when there's not any functional liver left or very little.
Is this a common thing, Dr. Dean?
Cirrhosis? It's not common in dogs and cats, no.
Yeah.
I mean, it's bad when it happens, but it's not common.
Okay.
It's more common in people because of alcoholism, honestly.
Right.
That's really true.
Okay.
Now, you know, I said the liver does a lot of things metabolically. It also detoxifies many chemicals, which alcohol is one of. So there are other chemical insults to the liver that maybe could augment that, and other things that the liver may have trouble dealing with. But to say it's common, I've definitely seen cases, but no, I wouldn't rate it as common. Serious when it happens, though.
Certainly, certainly.
The other one is protein loss through the kidney, which is usually because of a problem called glomerulonephritis. Glomerulo refers to the glomerulus, which is a portion of the kidney, and nephritis means inflammation of the kidney. The functional unit of the kidney is called the nephron, and that word, N-E-P-H-R-O, the stem word nephro, means kidney. So glomerulonephritis occurs, and what happens is that protein that normally is going to be retained in the circulation of the blood in the kidney is actually lost because of damage to some of the functional portion of the kidney, and it results in protein in urine at levels that it shouldn't be at. Now, this is something that we do see, not necessarily so much in every case that the albumin level is low, as that if we do a urinalysis, there's protein in the urine, and you have to be careful about that, because if you got a dog or cat with a bladder infection or any bacteria or other sediment in there, then those are protein sources, so you expect to have a high protein. But if you've got clean urine otherwise and there's protein in the urine, it can be a warning sign that something's going on, and we actually sometimes will pursue that to try to determine if there is a significant problem with protein loss in the kidney. How much time do we got left, Carl?
About a minute.
Yeah. About a minute. So
minute and a half.
Let me make myself a note, which I infrequently keep
this place
to talk about protein renal protein loss on the next program.
Because it's a pretty important thing.
It's important, obviously. And there's a lot we can talk about that.
Yeah. Okay.
As its own subject.
All right. All right.
There we go.
Here we go. Dr. Dean Baird bringing us up to speed on the latest development concerning the problems with kidneys and our pet's digestive system. Dr. Dean Baird from Mountain Empire Animal Hospital, which sponsors this portion of the program. They're open 6 days a week, Monday through Saturday. They're located in Boone's Creek. How do folks get in touch with you, Doc?
Nick can call 282-3771.
All righty. Very good. We will talk to you next week.